Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. It's a blessing to be here tonight. And I thank God, praise God, for allowing me to be here. I thank God for allowing me to be before you once again. It always is a press. It's always a press. This is Pastor Olga Stoddard with the Anointed Word Ministries. And I thank God, praise God, that I'm able to come before you right now and to begin to expound on the Word of God, knowing that this is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to let you know that today was a blessed day. Why? Because God allowed me to see a new day. He took me through it without any, praise God, problems, anything, praise God, that the enemy has set before me. He's already cleared the way. And I just thank God for blessing me and mine and my family, my loved ones, and those that are close to me. I thank God, praise God, for allowing me to come this afternoon and just share a word of knowledge with you and to talk with you, praise God, on something, praise God, that we as saints of God must begin to go back to the old landmark, go back to how we once used to serve the Lord and bless his holy name and be there with him and he's there with us. We've gotten away from that. We've gotten away from praying and talking to the Lord about everything. We think we can do it ourselves because we look at ourselves and we're that great person. You know, we can handle it. We can't handle what the devil is trying to do. The Bible says every time you desire to do good, evil is always present. So we have to understand that every time you desire to do good, the devil is sitting right there in front of you, trying to trap you and overthrow you. He's there because this is what he was designed to do. This is what he does. He's doing himself. And we have to understand there's so much going on, praise God, against us right now in this universe. I don't see how you can leave home without him in front of you. I don't see how you can go through the day without even praying or even thanking him or calling upon him. I don't get that. I don't understand that. Because, first of all, he sends his demons out to try and trap you and try to, first of all, overthrow you. And this is why sometimes you get into situations you don't know how you're going to get out of it. Because, first of all, you never gave God glory for being here in the first place. You must learn to give God his glory. You must understand that the only reason you was created was to give praise unto him and to worship him. It's not about you. It's all about him. And you must understand that you're going to get nowhere without prayer. You may go so far, but you'll be like a car with a little gas. It'll start off and it'll start going. As soon as that gas starts coming and leaving that tank, the car starts slowing down. It's slowing down. It's slowing down. Eventually, it comes to a stop. Why? There's no gas in it. You can't drive it without gasoline. You can't make it without prayer. You must be able, praise God, to know that you must go to God. It's time out for begging people to pray. People must know they got to pray. That's a must. That's a way of life. You must pray. Always. This is a time of seeing our life. You shouldn't leave home without it. That should be your plastic card. My prayer card. Your prayer going, your prayer coming. But today people take prayer for granted because they feel they don't need it. But you need it, baby. Because guess what? The world is against you. The world is against you. And you're going to need prayer. I'm not talking about marching power. I said prayer power. You're going to need power. And that power must be coming from on high. Prayer. You must learn to pray. Going and coming. Let it be your weapon. Let it be your defense. But everybody wants to get around prayer. They don't want to pray. You say a prayer meeting, you're going to get in a sanctuary, you're going to get about five. Now you're going to get three and two more, and that's going to be two saints, two Christians, and the rest of them is the family, is the pastor's family. Nobody wants to pray anymore. But you don't have to go there to pray. I heard the Bible say, when you pray in secret, he will reward you openly. You see, when you get a prayer life of God, people will know that you pray. You ain't got to be seen or heard. You can pray, praise God, and God said, I will reward you openly. I will show them the power that I have invested in you because of your prayer life. Nothing special but the prayer life. You can only get to heaven through prayer. Well, that's a little slacker because people don't pray. They talk more than they pray. The Bible says you must redeem the time because what? The days are evil. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. There are evil times before us. You see, now everything now is geared towards the minority. They can't do anything unless the cops are beating them up or slapping and throwing pregnant women to the ground and hitting them in the stomach and all this kind of stuff. Where did this nonsense come from? Because the devil has an aim out to destroy you. You're walking free in a society that's full of wrath, no prayer life, nothing to shield you, and you're just going to and fro. This is why the Bible said when the devil was walking along with Job, the devil said, "Well, he went to church. He went to go to church too. Yes, and he don't sit in the back. He sit in the front. The saints are at the back. The devil is at the front." And the Lord asked him, said, "Job, where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you going?" He was so trifling. He said, "I'm going to and fro. I'm seeking. Need I'm looking." The song says, "I'm looking here and there, and I'm searching everywhere." He said, "I'm looking. I'm seeking. Whoever, no respect to the person, whoever I can devour, whoever I can kill, whoever I can, I seek to kill, destroy, and devour. I come for three things, and those three things I'm going to do. Before my time is up, I'm going to do just that." And he's working overtime. Saints are walking like they're walking in the tulips, looking up and down and pulling tulips, while the devil out there killing us, destroying us. But we still walking through. Nothing I have not seen the spiritual side yet. But tonight I talk to you because it says through prayer, you can conquer all things. Did you say right? Yes, I'm going to say that again. Through prayer, you can conquer all things. Never underestimate a prayer. Never underestimate prayer. The blood of Jesus, demons tremble and they see. See, you don't know when you say the blood of Jesus or the name of Jesus, the devil, he trembles. You know why he trembles? Because he knows the power of God. And he knows what you're doing and what you're saying, you real about it. He knows that too. Prayer is the simplest form of speech that infant lips, going to your lips and can try. Prayer, the sublime, the strain, the reaching, the majesty of high. That's the only way you can get to God. You can't call him up on the phone. You can't even write him a letter. You can write him a note, baby. He wants to hear your voice. He don't need you trying to contact him through a letter. He said, "I know your voice. I need to know your voice and who you are talking to me." He says, the word says here, prayer is the Christian's breath. The Christian's breath. I mean, you shouldn't be able to live without it. You can't live without breath. You cannot live without your breath. It's the native air. His watchword at the gate of death. He enters heaven with prayer. Prayer is the contrast of a sinner's voice. You got to pray just to come to God, but so that you can become one of his. You can't come no other way. You must come through prayer. How is that? Because you must repent first. Returning from his ways, turning from your evil ways, while the angels in their song rejoice and cry, "Behold, he prays." It is the power in prayer. Your prayer has the power You don't understand power. Your prayer has the power to profoundly impact your destiny. You're trying to get everywhere you want to go, but you have no prayer. You're not going too far. You're not going too far. The devil knows this. This is why he keeps you from praying. So if he can stop you from praying, he can stop your destiny. You must have prayer in front of you. You must have prayer in your life. You must have prayer surrounding you. You must wake up with prayer, lay down with prayer, go out with prayer. You cannot leave prayer and try to do anything because your destiny is tied to your prayer life. Glory to God. Prayer is the most powerful weapon against trials. It's so powerful. It's the most powerful weapon against trials. The most effective medication against sickness. And the most valuable gift to give to yourself and to your loved ones. You want to give gifts? Give prayer. Teach them how to pray. Teach your community how to pray. Go through your community praying, through your house, through your home, even on your job. You get better for anybody else and you pray. No, we don't do that no more. Uh-uh. That's not going down. Because we don't pray. When we don't pray, things don't happen. You must get a jump start in your prayer life today with the power and uplifting and inspiring life of prayer. People, if you do not begin to pray, you are doomed. The Bible says, man must always pray. Oh. Not when tragedy comes, but you must always pray and not to faint. Don't wait till something happens and then you want to pray. Now, don't let the enemy cheat you out of your destiny, your divine destiny, because you don't have time to seek the Holy Ghost or the Lord in prayer. The devil is cheating you out of your destiny. You don't pray? You don't stay. But he will cheat you out of your destiny. The best thing you can invest in is your prayer life. Your investment, it should be your prayer life. Hallelujah. Your prayer life should be the investment that you put the time in. And begin to unlock your destiny through the powerful prayers that you pray. You can unlock your destiny. When you get in life and you feel like you can't do nothing, you can't go nowhere, you're standing still, you can't move, stuff have you bound, that's because you're not praying. And the devil is binding you. Every time you turn, he's tightening the rope. Yes, we don't pray. We don't talk to God. Don't underestimate the power of prayer. Do not underestimate the power of prayer. Pray using the blood of Jesus as a weapon, people. The blood of Jesus is a divine, strong weapon, pulling down strongholds, cutting down the devil, the enemy. Hallelujah. You got to understand how powerful it is. If it can wash away the sins, then how do you not, how come you don't know that the blood of Jesus is so powerful? It's a weapon. It's a weapon in our warfare. It's a weapon in our prayer life. It's a weapon in our home. It's a weapon over our children. It's a weapon over our vision. It's a weapon, praise God, over our businesses. It's a weapon, praise God, over your finances. It's a weapon, praise God, over your vehicles. Everything that God has placed in your care. The blood of Jesus is your weapon and your protection that keep the enemy from trying, praise God, to destroy it right before your face. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says the blood of Jesus is one of the most potent weapons against spiritual wickedness in high places and to demolish every stronghold, hallelujah, of Satan forces, the satanic forces that have you bound. You can't move. You can't progress. You can't go forward because you are bound with the devil's net. Demonic forces. Oh, it's real. Believe that. This is no fiction. This is no cartoon. I know what you may say back in the day, funny book stuff. This is real. The devil is working you up and down. He's working you up and down simply because you have given him that authority. This is why it's happening to you. It cannot achieve less for you. But in Revelation 12 and 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death, but the blood of Jesus, not any blood, but the blood of Jesus. You see, you have to understand what blood, praise God. You have to understand what blood you are using. What blood are you talking about? The blood of Jesus contained the life of Jesus, divine life. The power for overcoming is in the blood. It's in the blood. You trying to fight a battle, a spiritual battle with a fleshly man. No, don't work. The power of overcoming is in the blood. Confession is in the name of Jesus. I am a beloved child of God. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. See, people say, man, they're ashamed. But he said, if you be ashamed of me before men, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no shame in my name. You don't have to love me. He does. Glory God, you devotion. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ and believe in the blessed Ruach HaKodesh. Who is dwelling on the inside of me? The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. I believe in the unshakable, eternal power in the Word of God. I believe that life and death are in the power of the tongue. See, you don't know that. So the devil have you speaking against yourself. He have you speaking negative things against you because he knows the word. He know that you don't know it. That's why the Bible says you have to what? You have a choice. You can speak death or you can speak life. Because there is what? There is power in the tongue. Child, I just don't know if I'm going to make it. Well, you're not. You said it. You're not going to make it. You spoke it. You have spoken words over your own life. The devil have you speaking against you. I just don't know, honey. I don't feel too good. Well, you don't. You sure don't. You don't feel good. You said it. Your tongue spoke that over you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is written, you see. And according, praise God, death is in the tongue. I believe that as I make confessions unto life with the power in my tongue, according to the words which the Lord has this day and put in my mouth, I'm not going to think I'm going to prosper. I don't worry about my problem. Maybe I'll prosper. No, my dear. The word says I shall prosper. It is written, said Jesus Christ, offer his blood as a drink, and his flesh as bread, and whosoever drink and eat, it shall what? And whosoever shall even drink and eat it, shall not die. Now with that strong faith in my heart, I hold in my hand a cup containing the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. You see, don't you understand? Can't you see there's something with that name, Jesus, and that blood? Because when you speak it, people get downright angry. They get angry. Why did you think they start telling you, oh, you can't say that in the church? Oh, don't say Jesus because everybody don't believe in it. Don't do this. They know what's going on. They understand the power of the blood. The devil knows what it is. He knows exactly what it is. He knows exactly what it is. This is why people don't want you to talk about Jesus. Don't pray in the name of Jesus. Don't do anything in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do whatever I need to do in the name of Jesus. What are you going to do? They don't want you to do it because they know the power behind that name. They understand it very thoroughly. Very thoroughly they understand it. The divine power overcoming is in the blood. The blood of Jesus brings life to the what? To the Bible when it says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus contains the life of Jesus, divine life. The power for overcoming is in the blood. Confession in the name of Jesus. I am the beloved child of God. You understand that? See, when you're a beloved child of God, you don't fret, you don't fear, you don't worry about people saying, don't pray in that name, don't do it in that name. They don't want you to call, and when they don't want to call this name, they say the man upstairs. No, Jesus is him. And we have gotten too caught up in what color he is. Don't even get involved in that. Don't worry about what color he is. Just know that he's a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. He didn't say flesh. He said spirit and in truth. Now with a strong heart of faith in my heart, I hold in my hand a cup that contains the blood of the Lamb of God. And I drink it, that I may have eternal life. I receive unto myself the virtues, the strength, the power, the might, and the anointing in the blood. And I say, let the blood quicken all that is dead within me. Let all those that sucked and sapped and paralyzed my spirit, my spiritual milk. Guess what? You have a way to release all of that. See, the devil comes and he will sit you and he will dry you out. Because he knows once you're dry, there's nothing left in you to do and use. He knows this. The devil is not ignorant, people. He was once with the Lord. Remember that. Remember that. And the strength of me said, my life may be resurrected by the blood. Let the blood re-energize me. Re-energize me, reactivate me. Revisualize me and revive me. All dead potentials and all spiritual gifts within me, let it be resurrected. Let the blood flush out me. All in the inheritance of myself, acquired evil deposits of my system, let it be purified. Let it be pruned. Let it be, grace God, washed my blood system. Let it make old things pass away and my life and my transformation, everything to become new once again. Let the power of the blood cleanse my spirit vision, and wash my spirit, my spiritual pipes, that I may be receiving of the Lord inheritance. I eat with the heart of faith in the flesh of my Jesus Christ. For it is written, his flesh is blood and is buried indeed. I eat it now so that I can also eat with him in paradise. You can't live anywhere like you want to live and think you're going to go and sit at the table with him. There will be no homeowners sitting up there. No liars, no thieves, no robbers, no pretenders sitting at the table with him. Hallelujah. Hey, God, Rabbi Shaka. We will eat now so that I can also eat with him in glory. I eat the flesh of Jesus to receive new spiritual strength and the vigorous strength and the vigorous strength to put under subjection all the works of the flesh. Strength and vigorous to all of the paralyzing that desires my flesh to be, to do what it wants to do with my flesh. This is why I pray, God, I pray, Father, help me, Father, every day that to increase that you, to let this flesh die, that you may increase. Let it die. The power of my flesh, and make it obedient to the law of the Lord. as I eat and drink the flesh and the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. I renew my covenant with him, and I receive the life therein, for it is written, life is in the blood. What did you just say? Life is in the blood. And you know what, just praise God, not just to say, you're saying that because we're talking about a divine, precious, untouched, uncontaminated blood. But even with us in the natural, you can't live if you don't have life. It must be life in the blood. Life is in the blood. Thus I pose the life and the spirit of Jesus Christ in me. Jeremiah found the word of God, and he did eat it. And it became the joy of his heart. I found the word of God, and now like the vitamin pills, I throw it into my mouth. And I chew it till I digest it. Let it produce within me the power to rejoice in the Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Ghost, the power to be steadfast in following God, the power to walk circumspectly, the power to power of holy living, and the power of unshamed faithfulness in all circumstances. The word of God, hallelujah, is spirit, and it is life. It's life, and it is spirit. If entered Ezekiel, and he was put on his feet, let the word of God rise up in me every downtrodden area of my life. Lord, let the word be purified in me and restore any part of stolen or destroyed by the enemy. Let the word build me up and give me inheritance among all sanctified brethren. Let the joy of the Lord be my strength. Let his right hand of righteousness uphold me. Let his countenance brighten up my life, and let the horns of salvation lift me up out of the valley of decisions of my life. Father, let his loving anointing oil fan on me like the dew of the hermit, and will fill my life. Lord, make me drunk with the blood of Jesus, and I shall be full of life and eternity. Father, Lord, as it is written, that I should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I ask you, be my might and my strength all the days of my life. Girdle me, Father, with your strength, and let me not fall into the pit of my enemy. And I will praise you all the days of my life with my heart. I believe the word of God with my mouth. I have confessed it unto salvation and justification. But, O Lord, let it be performed unto me as I pray in Jesus' name, mighty name. I pray, thank you, Father, for the benefit and the provision of your blood of Jesus. I stand on the ground of the floor of Jesus and to proclaim victory over sin, Satan and his agents and the world. I apply the blood against him and Jesus to every stubborn problem in my life. I plead the blood of Jesus upon my body from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. And I soak, praise God, my life in the blood. I soak it, praise God, because I know the benefit. The benefit is soaking in the blood. In the blood, praise God. Jesus, I paralyze all satanic oppression delegated against me. The devil only comes to stop you from where you're trying to go and where you need to be. He comes for that reason, against me with the blood of Jesus. I hold the blood of Jesus as a shield against any power that is already posed to resist me in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. I stand against every device of destruction. I stand upon the word of God, and I dedicate and I declare my life, myself unmovable in the name of Jesus. Let every door that has been opened to the enemy be closed forever with the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed out of the hands of the devil. I walk in the light, not in darkness. And the blood of Jesus cleansed me from all sin. Through the blood of Jesus, I justify, sanctify, and made holy with the God's holiness. Through the blood of Jesus, I have the life of God in me. Through the blood of Jesus, I have access access to the presence of the Lord. I paralyze and cut off the head of Goliath with the blood of Jesus, hallelujah. If there is anything in me that is not of God, I do not want it. I will not allow it to come in and try and contaminate the God in me. Depart in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of the cross stand between me and any dark power delegated against me. I curse every work of darkness in my life to dry up the roots, to be dried up by the roots by the blood of Jesus. I defeat paralyzation and I erase the spirit of demotion, of fixed financial downgrade and failure as an age of miracles. I visit, praise God, the killer, the dream cracker. Praise God, the inheritance of problem by the blood of Jesus. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released on behalf and let it speak against every dead bone in my life. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released, praise God. Allow it to be released, hallelujah, to my on my behalf. And let it speak against every stubborn mountain that need to come down in my life. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. And I apply the blood of Jesus over my house. The name of Jesus. I soak myself in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of Jesus. Demons, you cannot enter my house. I draw a circle of blood on you. And because Jesus is surrounding me, praise God, I draw the bloodline, of protection around my property. I overcome you. You, Satan, but now I turn you back. You go back to the abyss. Go back to dry places. You go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. You have no right. You have no business here. In the name of Jesus. I can't, praise God, I come against any sickness. Praise God that the enemy will try and sin against my family, my children. Praise God, my loved ones. I come against it right now. And Father, I bind it in the name of Jesus. Because you said, whatever we bind in heaven, we could bind it in earth. And Father, I bind the spirit, praise God, of sickness of any kind. I bind it in the name of Jesus. And Father, I send it to the spirit of outer darkness to dry places. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Father God, that you, praise God, has covered me and mine in the blood. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Let the blood of Jesus speak confusion into the camp of the enemy. Let the blood of Jesus speak destruction unto every evil growth in my life. Let the blood of Jesus speak, praise God, and disappearance unto every infirmity in my life. Let the blood of Jesus speak, praise God, peace unto every bone, every marriage, praise God. Let the blood of Jesus, praise God, send Satan to the outer darkness. The blood, hallelujah. Jesus, who shed the blood, crush your head, you demon, you devil from hell. I say, Kamosha, the devil, praise God, got destroyed you 2,000 years ago. You have no victory. You have no victory. The Bible says you go forth as a roaring lion, seeking whom you might destroy, you can devour. But devil, you roar because you have no teeth. Praise God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Father God, for your victory. I thank you for speaking victory and prosperity over my life, into my life. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus on all properties, everything that you have given in my care, everything that you have placed in my care. I pleaded the blood of Jesus over it. Let the blood of Jesus dry up every evil tree. Use it against me, you evil power. I bring to bear the power of the blood of Jesus and to bind you. I render every evil power, praise God, that's running against me, the importance of the blood of Jesus. I hold the blood of Jesus against you and declare that you have been defeated. Let the blood of Jesus minister defeat to every evil work in my life. Let the blood of Jesus bring down nothing, praise God, everything, praise God, every evil work in my life. I minister death unto you, enemy, of progress in my life by the blood of Jesus. I bind you, and you stay in the power, praise God. You are stayed in the power, in the problem, praise God. Praise God, by the blood of Jesus, I create a bond, and I bind against you, you evil, demonic demon, by the blood of Jesus. Hold the blood of Jesus against any evil spirit working against you and them and those, praise God. I hold the blood of Jesus against any witch, praise God, that sit in witchcraft working against me. I hold the blood of Jesus against you and the spirit, praise God, of divination. You have to flee. I enter the holies of holies by the blood of Jesus. I hold the blood of Jesus against the spirit of stagnation in any area of my life. I hold the blood of Jesus against the delays of my miracles. Loose them now, devil. You do not have them. You cannot hold them. I hold the blood of Jesus against failure at the edge of the success. I hold the blood of Jesus against fruitlessness, effort, and in my life. I hold the blood of Jesus against occupation, things that are going wrong, position, praise God. I speak, praise God, to the spirit. I speak to the spirit of favor. Favor covers me and mine. I hold the blood of Jesus against every delay and deny promotion. Hold the blood of Jesus against dead accounts. Hold the blood of Jesus against evil diversities. Hold the blood of Jesus against lost funding, praise God, benefits. Because, Father, you promised us benefits. You said that we will reap the benefits if we faint not. And, Father, I thank you because I hold the blood of Jesus against satanic prophecies. Yes, Father, satanic prophecies. Speaking ill words over my family, over me, over those, praise God, that I love. I speak death to your plan. You speak death to your plan. It will not work. I hold the blood of Jesus against vagabonds anointing. I hold the blood of Jesus against, praise God, prophet starvation. I hold the blood of Jesus against tossles and snare anointing. And praise God, I thank you because I realize that it's you, praise God. It is by your doing, praise God, that we, praise God, are, praise God, able to accomplish what we accomplish through the blood of Jesus. And Satan, the blood is against you going. The blood is against you coming. The blood is surrounding you. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says the blood of Jesus, at the blood of the name of Jesus, every demon got to flee. Every demon got to flee. And I speak now on my mama's head. I said, devil, go to your resting place. You have no place here. You have no place in my life. You have no place surrounding me. You have no place in my children's life. You have no place in my loved one's life. You have no place in my business. Praise God, my business is praise. You have no place in my finances. I thank you, Father, for Hayaboshiaka. I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. I thank you, Lord, for the devil has to flee. You said resist the devil and he will flee from you. And Father God, I resist him now. He must go. He can not stay. You're not welcome. Hallelujah. Leave in the name of Jesus. You must go. You must go. You cannot stay. You have no place here. You've been defeated, devil. Yes, you've been defeated. In the name of Jesus. You are doomed. You have no place here. What God has for me, it is for me. And you will not stand against it. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for your word is true. And Father, I thank you for your anointing. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. There is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. You must not allow the enemy. You must not allow the enemy to impact your destiny. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the most, praise God, the most powerful weapon against trials, the most effective mitigation against sickness, and the most valuable gift to give someone and your loved one is prayer. We must pray going and coming. For the Bible said, man must always pray and not to faint. Prayer is God's weapon that we use against the enemy. You must pray to move God. And in turn, God will move man. I thank you, praise God, for this tonight. Praise God, we must understand, people, it's the blood of Jesus. It's the blood of Jesus. You must get into your prayer life. We must pray. Until we turn to prayer, destruction will never calm itself. Prayer is the key to all destructions. Prayer is the answer. You can't talk against something that you never tried. If you never tried it, don't knock it. You must pray to hear God's voice. Have faith, be obedient, seek God's will. Repent of your sin and pray without ceasing. I thank you, praise God, for this mirror tonight. Thank God, praise God, for those of you that are listening. Just know, praise God, it's time out, praise God. People want to know, oh, no, he wants you to rap back and yell. No, that time has come. That time has come when God wants to. But he said, I want you to teach my people. Talk to them. Give them with understanding. Speak to them so they can understand what is being said. And I thank God tonight because I want you to understand God's word will go out and accomplish that in what it's been sent. It will not return void. And one thing you must understand, God, he wants clarification over his word. You don't have to be one that yell, speak it, and let the people hear what the word is, Lord, is saying to the church. Thessalonians 5 and 17, 18 states, pray without ceasing in everything. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pray. You must pray. You must pray. When you begin to pray and get sincere with God in your prayer life, you will see breakthroughs in your life like never before. I thank God for you, you and you for listening. And I'm going to say this is it. Praise God. Good night. We thank God for you. And just remember one thing, the key to answer prayer, having faith, be obedient, seek God's will, repent for your sins, and pray without ceasing. From this time to this time, next time, you be blessed, get a prayer life. You get a prayer life, you become a rich person. You be blessed, you be blessed.